Gucci don't go together. Louis and Dior, I circle better. You wear my drip, but I wear it better. Kalani gang, I circle wetter, huh? Gang, on go mode. I should get a chain for the promo. Gang, gang, gang.
The level is just too advanced. The bezel is Tiffany stamp. No grip on my hand. I know that I came with the slide from left to right, but now I don't wanna dance. I got too much on the line, too much on my mind, too much ain't enough of my plans. Nike don't pay me to tell you just do it. They pay me to show you I do it again.
Huh? Yeah, I'm in control of the block.
What is up, XF Fantasy Podcast? It is your favorite Latin host, Jay Sizzle. Thank you for tuning into the pod with us this morning. Getting extra crunk with us, of course. You know, we always got to bring the beats in the morning. This is year 12 going into week 14. You know, last week this of our regular season, boys, you know, it's coming to an end finally. Only some will progress and others will end up on the corner of, you know, Fort Worth Drive and I-35, so unfortunately. So today I'm being joined by the cream of the crop in the podcast industry. One who may never show up whenever it's time for him to be on the pod, while the other, you know, we all deep down know is hella racist as hell. But let's give it up for Dip and Cobes.
Thank you, JC. I appreciate that. Sorry, yeah, I've not done so well about hopping in here lately.
Wait, I thought you were the racist.
Whoa. Oh.
awkward. Real nice. Sorry, boys, Cobes. But... We got three hosts, one mic. Sounds pretty hot. Sounds a little kinky. Glad to be back. Hopefully we were exciting to hear into your ear holes.
Yeah, and today we switched it up on them, right? We're coming in live from video. Berto, you
ooh, we are
on Spotify, unfortunately, yep. Which you probably don't even know where to start with that. You know, just ask your wife, Berto. Just ask your wife.
Full still has LimeWire.
Exactly.
He's still using LimeWire. He doesn't have any of our phone numbers saved.
he knows them from heart.
He knows his phone numbers from heart.
And doesn't even know what our wives. Math,
knows our numbers
know what
from
our wives
heart.
Look like.
He thought a picture of my ex girlfriend from 12 years ago was my wife.
Yeah. Yes, sir. God, Berto, if this is anything, this is just a reminder that you're just a shit friend, bro.
Yes, sir.
Well, we are cutting that beer out on video. We are a diverse group of fans of various NFL teams, so let's jump into everything that went down in week 13.
All right, first up, we got Birdo's Steelers sneak past the real tough Falcons 19-16. Get you some
close one. JC's Giants tie the Commanders 20-20. That is how do you feel about that, JC? That was a
this
tough
is how
one.
I feel about that freaking shit, man. How the hell were we in the lead?
Squish those blue balls.
Blew it. I'm not happy, but hey, you know what? He asked me. He said, "What do you?" I agree. I mean, you know, it's not a loss, but it's not a win. But hey, you know, new regime, first season with them, and looking better than we have for fucking a while. So I'll take it. Yep. Cowboys had a close one early on against Luis's Colts. Just kidding. Those fools absolutely smashed the fucking Colts, 54-19. We have yet to hear from Luis. We do have a wellness check out there for him, and you know, we hope that he's doing well. Prayers to Luis.
Cowboys had the second highest scoring fourth quarter in NFL history with 33 points.
Congrats, Jerry.
You racist bastard. Wait, what?
We saw you at that rally, motherfucker. Anyways,
oh, sorry,
Cody, every time, every fucking time.
I'm so
bro.
Used to being yellow, dog. But next up, we got Noah's best friend leads the Browns to a win against his former team, the Texans. Congrats, Noah. Well deserved. Your Brownies. W.
Eagle. I'll take this next one. Eagles, Cody. We had to go over your Eagles, of course.
What?
Beat the Titans. I don't even remember what the score was, but I know that It was an onslaught from what I remember. A.J. Brown, 8.
Yes, sir.
Jalen Hurts, 8. And we'll talk about that later.
Cody's got them all.
Looking real nice.
Dips Packers get a win over the Bears in their division, 28-19. Congrats on that dub. You know, some of us saw that game live at Darius' house. Dips' butt cheeks were clenched so fucking tight, bro, during that game. It was
they were so tight.
It
was the only good. Was just...
Yes, sir.
That was the only good thing about Sunday was the Packers beating the Bears.
Yes, sir.
So we'll take it.
It's terrible. But outside of that, boys, yeah, for sure. We jump into the Week 13 fantasy recap.
All right. First up, it was me versus Keet. I came in with a hope and a prayer of taking down the arguably favorite to win it all this year. And he only scored 130 against me, but my team was so shit that I still came in with a fat L. So definitely need some things to fall my way this Sunday to ensure that I can sneak into the playoffs. But yeah, I've fallen pretty far from where I was when Cooper Kupp was healthy.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Yeah. I was not prepared to have my number one player go down for the season. So it looks like the only money I'm making this year is the $25 from week one. High point.
Nice. Bro, you were in shambles.
Looks like you won the undefeated.
I know. How many times did I talk about it while we were playing Xbox?
Yes, sir. Bro, so much. I wish I had a cup counter, bro. My gosh, that number would have been insane. Exactly. Exactly. Like, every it would just be dead-ass silent, and then, like, we're waiting to, like, we're in queue, and then he just, bro, Cooper Kupp, man. Like, is he, and I'm just like, bro, he's fucking devastated. Devastated.
That was like 2 or 3 weeks after his injury too.
Yeah, exactly. Just feeling it still.
Yes, sir.
All right, next up we got me versus JT. This was the closest game of the week where I barely pick up the win in a score of 203-127.
Yikes. Bro, he smashed him. You know, your team
second time this year,
nice.
Cody scored over 200, if I remember correctly.
And your team is nice, bro.
All right,
we might be looking at a what are you at now? Is wins wise two, right?
He could be a 3-time champ this year.
Don't, not gonna happen.
Don't. Can you imagine if Mick was on the pod and he just spoke it, just said those words?
Ah, please. Christian McCaffrey, injury. What? No.
Yes, sir. Everybody's just dying.
Oh, my gosh, bro. We're talking about it this Sunday, Cody. I know I don't want to sidebar too much, but we were talking about it this Sunday, how a lot of us felt you had one of the weakest drafts at the time before the season started because Barkley was kind of an unknown. Mm. At that point, McCaffrey was coming off his injury year. You waited on a quarterback. If I remember correctly, you got like... I don't even remember who you got. Like, just, yeah, you waited. You got Tua. And he's doing pretty good, but you got Jalen Hurts in like week two. And then the rest is history. A.J. Brown... First year as the Eagle, right? Or is it second year? It's first year, right? You trusted in the A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts duo. You knew. You knew something was going to happen there.
And what did I say, Cody? In that one, I don't even remember what week it was. I said, Cody's team looks good, bro. Like, I think he's my dark horse.
It was. It was a podcast. You said Cody was a dark horse.
Bro,
and Cody and Cody was not... Cody was not in the playoff picture at that point.
No.
I don't think.
We just lost Cody, as people could see in the video. He'll probably jump back in here in a second. Wonderful.
Yep. That's a professional podcaster right there.
We did say before the pod even started, this fool's on his AOL dial-up. He probably had to go get a new disc for the mailbox.
Yep. He's back in now. He's loading back in slowly here.
Here he comes.
That's all right.
But while he's loading, I'm going to say this. Me versus D. Me versus D. D's team absolutely crushed
me. Check, check,
check. Cody's back in.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you're back.
Oh, bitch.
Back in the game.
Hello.
In and out. Bro, you're going to have to do what Vic does. Get on the router.
Family podcast.
Cut everybody off, you know?
This is a family podcast, Cody, so please keep the please keep the cussing to a minimum.
You lose again. Shambles. This whole pod's in shambles.
Nah, we're good, bro. Let's keep it going.
Me versus D, like I said, Darius absolutely crushed me. I mean, it wasn't crazy, but my team just totally shit the bed. He beat me 129 to 114. Darius, your team, man, we were all thinking that it was done for. And now everybody's showing up when it counts, bro. Hopefully things shake out. I think he was one of them, right, that could get into the playoffs still? If things shake out a certain way, or is he out?
He is currently in the top eight. I want to say he's in seventh right now.
Hey.
So he's on the bubble. He would be the bubble boy if the playoffs started today. So he needs a win this weekend. But he's going up against Keaton, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but when your team shows up, when it's time to show up.
We all knew D had a good roster. It was just a matter of whether it was going to make some noise, and it's started to come into its own this past couple weeks.
Yes, sir.
J-Dub versus Joe was the next matchup, the Battle of the Rooks. I have to say these guys have proven they belong in this league. They've both made it very competitive, so shout out to J-Dub and Joe for being in the top six with 1 week to go. We are glad you guys are a part of this league, and we'll see if you guys can keep your positions and make it to the playoffs this week.
Seriously, guys.
Joe picks up the win, though, as he wins by 115. It was somewhere around there. It was one of the most lopsided victories we've probably ever had.
I need J-Dub's team to take another shit this week, because I would really like
that. That was very helpful for me too, because if I somehow get the win this weekend and he loses, I think I'll sneak ahead of him because of total points.
Bro,
he only put up like 64.
I felt so bad for you when we found out that stat correction that made you get a loss and just like totally dropped you out of playoffs, bro. Out of playoff contention. It helped me because it shot me up and I was like, oh shit, thank goodness that happened for me. Bro, that has to hurt, bro.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Cody, watching the pod, just looking at Dip's face as he answers that question.
Cody, welcome back to the pod. We're glad you're a professional podcaster and take a couple minute breaks between takes here. Stupid.
Bro, you gotta be on Vic's level, bro. Just shut down everybody's Wi-Fi access, like, while they're gaming.
Yes, sir. Carrie's in the other room shopping.
Yes, sir.
Cody, we just went through the J-Dub Joe matchup.
Next up, we got Pat Dre.
Pat Dre
gets the win, 118 to 113. 5-point game. We love it. Sorry, Dre. But after talking to himself all Sunday for countless hours, he gets a sneak into the playoffs. How about that? That's his stuff, baby.
Damn, man. Hey. You see, Pat,
there,
you said it and forget it, bro. Look what they did for you.
Not terrible.
We got Bert versus Loeb in the Can You Spare Some Change, Sir?
Oh,
bowl is what it was called. Loeb did crawl his way out of the garbage can like Oscar the Grouch. Got him that fucking dub there. He's praying. He's praying this week that he can get that extra win to get out of the last place, because I think JT's in the runnings now. So hey, I mean, Mick can finally keep his name off that toilet seat, and I think JT would be a new addition to the toilet seat, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but I don't believe JT's ever come in last place before.
He's been down there.
Exactly.
You
can add a new name on there.
That would be a new name to the toilet. Yeah, he's never finished in last. He's been down. He's been in the bottom three before, but he's never finished last. So I do have the toilet seat in my closet, I believe. So I'll have to add the names.
You have to hand.
I'll have to go dig in there in a second. Between segments, there's a lot of stuff in that closet, that would be funny. And wherever JT ends up going on the corner, whatever corner he goes to, I definitely hope
so
that at least a few of us
Harry
can make
Hines,
it out there while
maybe.
He's.
I'm going, bro.
Shaking for
I'm
money.
I'm going for sure.
Harry Hines.
I'm planning to at least make a quick stop. 5 or 10 minutes,
yeah.
maybe drop
just
a dollar or two
in
if I'm feeling generous.
So he has to make 100, or
yes, sir.
What's
it's either gonna be Jay? It's either $100 or 4 hours.
And then I'm guessing the money he makes goes to.
So
yes, sir. He's
party.
Gonna be.
I mean,
we
that's not
never
a bad
really
thing
got
to,
that far.
You know,
so I'm not sure.
A hundo, if not more. After getting
left? Right, maybe. That'd be dope.
We haven't really talked about where the money goes to. We should probably discuss that. Maybe it goes towards the banquet.
Yeah.
So. All right, Noah and Vic were the last matchup this week. Both of these guys are fighting for a playoff spot. Crazy as that sounds. But this week, Noah's team came up on top. As they sneak one step closer to the playoffs. Unfortunately, that means Victor prayed to the wrong fantasy gods. The cockroach needs an absolute prayer that he will sneak in. I don't know what Vic's going to pull out of the bag this weekend, but he might be making some sacrifices to the fantasy gods.
Wait,
I'm not sure, but he's going to need a miracle to get into the playoffs.
I told him
that's
what he gets, Cody, for... For worshiping false idols, bro.
All right, we've been praying for your soul, Vic. Guys, you guys want to take a quick prayer? Father, forgive Vic. May he squish. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, let's do this. Moment of silence.
Back in that toilet,
the
bro.
Cockroach.
Bless you, Dad.
Father, would you please squish this cockroach out of existence?
Squish this cockroach. Oh man, you know we're gonna switch it up a bit here on the pod, and we're gonna go into trade galore and just kind of just run through some of these, man, because it's been a few.
I have them up, boys. I have the trades up.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, can I share my screen? But
I can look.
I don't know if
as well.
Yeah. So the last trade was done at the very last moment. I think there was like 1 minute until the trade deadline.
That's right.
And Birdo and JT made a trade where Birdo traded away Christian Watson, Drake London, and D. Elliott, don't know his first name, defensive back from Detroit, I'm sure Cody knows it, for Keenan Allen and Derwin James.
Damn.
So he traded away Christian Watson, who's arguably one of the hottest receivers in the league right now.
Elliott's
for
top,
Keenan Allen
top,
and
been
Derwin
probably
James.
Top 10, so it's not a bad thing.
It's an interesting trade for Birdo to make it.
Also very
both
true.
Both teams are out of the playoffs now, so it doesn't really matter. But
I wonder how much he regrets it.
Christian Watson was one of the guys that he was trying to trade to me, but I ended up taking Garrett Wilson instead.
You got both of them somehow,
which has paid off well.
Nice. They're both on fire right now.
That would have been nice,
right?
Because Tyler Boyd has been a Just a pile of dog shit.
I told you.
So that was the last trade that was made. We could go through a few others if y'all want. JC, you made a couple trades in those last couple days yourself, trying to make a playoff push.
I made three trades to switch my freaking team. What I had before, bro, was not gonna cut it. I mean, if I make it in, that'd be cool. But even now, it's still gonna be, you know.
So you traded away Aaron Jones, Cortland Sutton, AJ Dillon, Darius Slayton, Freiermuth. You traded the whole damn half your roster.
Yep. Everybody had to go.
I mean, I'm looking at who you received back, and I'm not really seeing anyone that has made a huge impact
Jamal
on
Williams
your roster.
Pretty solid,
maybe
but
Jamal Williams.
Swift is kind of
yep.
So kind of puts that in.
George Pickens has kind of not done that hot.
He fucking
past couple
fizzled,
weeks.
Bro. Fizzled.
So.
Yeah.
Was Pickens on your roster at one
time? He was
point,
on my roster
Cody?
For a very long time. I sat on him and then traded him to Loeb and then he's now on JT. So.
And Loeb molested him.
And then the trade I made with Birdo where I traded away. I traded away Jeff Wilson and Deontay Johnson and got back Damian Pierce and
which was Garrett
Wilson.
A good solid trade for
it was
you.
A good trade for me.
Yeah, has Damian Pierce been amazing?
No. He's like... I think the 2 weeks I've started him, he's gotten like 8 and 12.
Yeah, that sounds like my guy. My guys.
But Garrett Wilson, the 2 weeks I've started Garrett Wilson, he's gotten like 27 and 24.
He's basically been
my Cooper Kupp replacement.
Oh, yeah, we also had the biggest.
Even though both weeks I've started him, I've lost.
Yes, sir.
We also had the biggest 5-way trade in XF history.
That was. I'm sorry, boys, but that was the dumbest trade I've ever seen.
Yeah,
that was,
bro.
Like, first off, Noah got like $1, yeah. I think.
Vic just had to keep Noah involved somehow for some reason.
I'm looking at all the players that were traded though, and like none of them would be in a starting roster today.
Cortland Sutton.
I mean, now that he's hurt, I guess. Yeah. But
Elijah
Mitchell got hurt again.
So it was a bunch of handcuffs.
We'll see who gets them, boys.
Sutton's on them waivers now, Bubba.
Yes, sir.
Put my whole
who's gonna put in the big money offer for Sutton?
Bro, I just realized Jarvis Landry is also on waivers, and he was on this trade. And Victor was wanting Landry so fucking bad in this trade.
Cody's got a solid tight end coming back here in a couple weeks. That he traded for.
Bro, he's going to be a three-peat, bro.
Dallas Goedert sitting on the
smoking
bench.
Smoking his cigar, Joe Burrow style. All right, boys, let's jump into,
a lot of trades, boys.
Yeah, let's jump into waiver wire pickups next. Let's see who we had spending some money. Now, the most money spent, obviously, this was where last week of regular season and... people had to make a lot of moves to get themselves out of the last place
or
getting into playoffs, right? Desperation Station. Now, the one person who was accumulating so much money, I think it was like week one through week three, just making shit trades to Mick, getting all his fucking fab, you know, collecting it all for his savings account, thought it would build interest. It did not. Was Noah, and he spent $143 on Tony Jones. Now, who else put a bid in on him?
Loeb.
Fucking nobody except the guy that has no money.
Can someone tell me? Can someone explain to me why Tony Jones was the big pickup this week?
Noah was.
Did Alvin come on? Because Mark Ingram got hurt. Is that why?
He's on the Seahawks.
So he's not on the Saints anymore.
No.
DJ Dallas.
What?
Seahawks, bro.
Oh God.
Is sick, and then.
I didn't even know he was on the Seahawks. That's yeah. so crazy, man.
But DJ Dallas, like, there's so many, like, injuries that aren't, like, confirmed yet. So I guess Tony Jones was that one person that Noah and Mick, they're big brains. They were just like, you know what? Let's go get Tony Jones. And let's make this happen, baby. So Noah could have spent a dollar, saved $142. He did not. Noah, I hope Tony Jones works out for you this week. Good luck, Bubba. The other one we have on here is me putting in 77 on DJ Chark. There were five other bids on him.
DJ Chark. Doo.
Joe threw 55 at him. Dippy 35. Keith 35. And Pat 5. Pat fucking weak, bro.
I had Chark on my roster like 3 weeks ago for free. He did dog shit.
He'll be irrelevant.
Yeah, he's on hit or miss. Yeah.
He's a hit or miss, but
yeah, those we'll Lions see. Are hot, man. Once Jameson Williams finally does something, yeah, Chark will be irrelevant.
Tyler Huntley, quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, went for $75. Cody did throw $3 at his ass. Just say, hey, fuck it. Let's see what happens. lost that by $72.
Well, J-Dub does have Lamar, so that does make a lot of sense.
Who's J-Dub's backup quarterback? Is that it? Huntley? He didn't have one?
I got it. Check that for me.
It was Jared Goff.
Daniel Bellinger was the next one.
Jared
he went
Goff.
For $65.
Backup, go ahead, so, which they're playing Minnesota, which would have actually been a pretty good start. But Lamar's projected to pop out 2 to 4
weeks. Not a bad matchup.
So, not a bad pickup.
Yep.
Joe threw 65 at Daniel Bellinger. Tied in for the...
Does he have one eye?
Football Giants. I threw $37 at him. Keith threw 15. Didn't make it with Joe 65. Darius got DJ Dallas for $52. While Keith threw $25 at him, but just did not make the cut. So D's going after the other Seahawk.
I have the other Seahawk, so
to see if he can get another starting RB on this team.
I get Travis Elmer.
Who? Which one do you have? Oh shit!
I'm not
the entire Seahawk
we'll
backfield.
Yes, there's four.
Is on someone's roster.
Seahawk running backs rostered in our league. Welcome to Week 14, boys.
Dang. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Next, we will jump into injuries here. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Lamar Jackson got hurt. That was a big one. Only put up 1 point for J-Dub this week before he got injured. And he was ruled out of the game very early. Suffered a knee injury and is out, like Cody said, about 2 to 4 weeks possibly. He's definitely out this week. They've already ruled him out. So that's probably not a good thing. They might have to sit him the rest of the season until playoffs.
Yeah,
we'll
possibly.
See. If it's 4 weeks, you never know.
Squeeze you up.
Next one we have was Hayden Hurst. why did you highlight
too
me
soon?
For this one, bro?
Too soon?
Why, you just got to put me back through this pain again of losing pretty much all my fucking players all the time. He has a calf injury. Another one on the board for X. Your X.
Sorry. Next up, we got Matthew Stafford, officially put on IR. Bull is absolutely donezo, going from Super Bowl to Toilet Bowl. Couldn't go back out there after his best buddy, Cooper Kupp. Sorry, too soon, Bib. Too soon.
Did you just read mine off? Or did you do Cortland as well?
Yes, I totally skipped Cortland, so I can't be honest.
Cool can't rate.
I have alcohol on me. Gotta get up early in the morning. I'm still here, baby.
But Cortland Sutton pulled a hammy. That's it.
That's all there is to say.
Appreciate you.
Tua picks up an ankle injury, but should be ready. We'll see. That fool has been getting hurt quite a bit this season.
That looked like a pretty tough injury. I expect him to come back, but Save Loeb. Absolutely saved him.
Yeah.
This week. I'll go back to being green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should have seen Loeb, bro, during that halftime. He was like on his phone just checking Twitter, bro. I was like, "What are you doing, Loeb?" He's like, "We're like, what are you doing?" He's like, "I'm looking at Twitter and make sure see if there's any updates on Trevor Lawrence." Same thing when Aaron Jones went down. This fool was just on his phone on Twitter, scrolling.
Roster. All right, next up. Sir.
Next up, Kenny Walker. Kenny Walker got hurt, left the game. Not quite ruled out for week 14, but very, very doubtful to play, it looks like. So Pat's going to need anything he can for this week to get in those playoffs, man.
Yes, sir. Last we have
Traylon. Burks.
Who's Burks?
Traylon Burks.
Traylon
got hit by
Burks.
Got that cheap shot by them Eagles.
Dude, that was a
yes.
Hit him right in the helmet, knocked him out as he caught a touchdown.
Very unfortunate.
It really was, bro. Yeah.
It was. That was.
Kind of felt bad.
That was bad.
So Traylon Burks, got knocked out, and from what I hear, he got knocked the fuck out. Traylon Burks, yikes. you are fucking. I'm sorry, bro, but that's just how it is sometimes, man. These concussions are nasty, and they be getting to your ass. So,
mm-hmm.
Ouch.
It is what it is. Yeah, he definitely got knocked the fuck out. But we'll keep this bad boy moving on. We got the power rankings. Everyone's favorite, especially close to playoff time. We're gonna hear from rankings 14 to 8, and then 7 to. Actually, you know what? Let's do. We'll do 14 to 7 because that would be the people that are currently out. There we go. See what I did there.
And then top 6 for the playoffs.
Who we got?
I see you. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
I'll go through the bottom. I'll go through the bottom 7 since I'm in the bottom 7. Number 14, we got JT, who is hanging on by a thread. Absolutely needs a win this weekend. And a loss from Mick to make it out of last place. Mick is in 13th place. It's the first time Mick's been out of last place in quite a while. Mm-hmm. So congrats to Mick for number 13 this week. Birdo at number 12 at 5-8. And then Victor at 6-7 in 11th place. Noah at 6-7 in 10th place. Andre at 6-7 in 9th place. Me at 6-7 in 8th place.
God, this bubble.
D at 6-7 in 7th place. And Pat at 6-7. Oh, sorry. I'll let you do that one, JC.
No, you're fine.
Pat's
you're
up
fine.
Number, next yeah. for number 6. So I just wanted to say there's 6 people that are 6-7, which is crazy.
This bubble is insane, bro. Insane. So Pat in 6th at 6-7. Then we get into the top 5 here with your ex, myself, being at 7-6. CD's Nuts, who is J-Dub, at 7-6 in 4th. Joe at 7-6 at number 3. We got Book of More Mom. Currently is Lil Debbie?
No way.
Is that who it was? Oh, no. It's Mrs. Mick. That's right. At 10-3. Miss Lobodove at 10-3. And then we have Diddle on My Kittle at 10-3 in first place. I mean, that bubble, bro, is insane. Insane.
It is. Yeah, I put this in the chat, Cody, but you mind pulling up the percentage chances for the playoffs you had?
Ooh,
I wanted to see, let's roll through those percentage chances to see who actually has a chance to make it in. I didn't have a chance to go through all the playoff scenarios, but it's going to be.
Hang on.
It's going to be interesting.
I think if you go into like the playoff bracket inside of Sleeper, it'll actually tell us.
It'll tell you that, yeah. But then the playoff odds will give you actual percentages.
No, it tells you the people that are the top 6 right now. It doesn't have anything about who could make it in, though.
Bro, I swear.
That's why I asked
look.
Cody to. That's why I asked Cody to pull up the.
I only see four names in here as the potential ones to get in. And sleeper.
If where you do go, you see
like,
that?
To, you see where like the standings are, and then on the top right, there's like a little bracket.
Yeah.
And then it says, like, under Keaton, there's only two names, which is me or J-Dub. And then
because you guys are only Joe.
That's because you guys are current. That's because you guys are in the top six right now.
Okay. Well, I thought that was, like, the only four potential people that could possibly get into playoffs.
There is a...
No. That's not how it works.
Gotcha.
With the top two teams... Myself and Keaton. Keaton obviously in first place right now. Myself, we got first and second locked up for the first five, but that can be flip flopped if we either both win or both lose. Mm-hmm. And then I win by 21. I think I think it's 20 points.
And you have to score 20 more points.
That is doable, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's 20. Yeah.
Next up, we got Joe at 90%, so he's pretty much a lock. He has to have a lot of things go wrong. He also plays the worst team this week. AT's team. And so might help him out a little bit. CD Nuts. Yeah.
He's also got a lot of points scored.
You have to score a ton of points and get a win, and he has to lose, and so forth. J-Dub at 67%. Your X at 58%. Pat at 48%, D at 46%, Dipperoo at 42%, Dre at 27%, Noah at 18%, and Victor, El Cacaroche. And yes, Victor, I said that incorrectly on purpose for the last damn time. He has 5%.
Cacaroche.
Victor, them cockroaches find a way, bro. That 5%.
Bro, if Vic gets in with 5%.
He needs a lot of stuff to happen. He has to win, and then he has to have a bunch of teams lose that are in front of him. Because he only has 1569 total points. Which
I think
is
abysmal. I think Vic has a like a statue of a cockroach as his, his idol for his religion that he made. It's just a cockroach statue.
Vic still has the second lowest scoring team apart from Mick.
Yeah, little antennas.
Dude, Mick's team is so bad, bro, that he has 100
so
less points scored than the next person.
Loeb's team is if he loses and JT wins, Loeb is absolutely last.
Mick. JT has to lose for Mick too.
Because right now I'm projected
last.
To win.
Wait,
by
wait.
JT
has to
win, which would put him in. Well, JT has to win, and then Loeb has to lose.
Which is like nearly
which
impossible.
Which is not impossible. But
for
then
Mick to get last.
Loeb is if Loeb beats me, I'm projected to win by like 60 right now, and so. I think there's a decent chance that it happened.
No, I see 77%, dog. That falls a 23% chance of beating you from what I see.
This is the highest percent chance to win that I've ever seen before the game starts.
Hey, bro.
I was going to
77% chance to win.
I was going to allow him to check out two people, but... I think I'm just gonna.
Nah, bro.
I'm gonna. I believe.
Nah, we don't. No, we don't allow that in this league. This fool's got Ty Johnson as his.
Yeah.
Starting running.
It's gonna be real nice.
Yay!
And then on the other side, Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley.
Oh man.
That's ugly,
right,
ugly.
Let's give them high and low points.
Yeah. So let's congratulate the high point winner with their third high point at 203 points, sliding right into a nice, cool $25. Let's give a round of applause for KK Cody getting the
code breaker.
Hey, good shit, Cubs. Good shit.
Low point of the week. Well, we don't really have to talk about the actual low point. That was J Dubs, which was abysmal. But there were two guys left walking in the plank. The Justin Herbert doppelgangers, aka the average white guy look. I'm sad to say it, boys, but Cody is officially the last man on the boat.
I'm the captain now.
Everyone else has walked the plank, and Cody is the captain now. He is.
Aye, aye, captain.
Yeah. He's the guy from the Goonies.
Chunk.
What do they call him? Baby Ruth. Chunk. When he throws his family off. Yeah, it's Sloth. He throws his family off the boat. And that's Cody at the end. He's like, yes. He's officially the last man.
With that ship, sailing off into the sunset, bro.
How's it feel, Cody?
Feels pretty good.
How's it feel
to
get that cool 90 bucks?
He split
in your pocket.
60-40. I ended up getting 90. He ended up getting 50. I should have just trusted my squad. I did
yes,
beat
sir.
Pete by like
should have gone for
70
the...
points, so that should probably.
Mm-hmm. 70.
Yeah, I should have went back
Damn.
And deleted all our messages. Fully regret doing that.
Pocketed it.
It's like, what are you talking about? I never yes, saw sir. Anything.
But yeah, feel pretty good about it. Definitely, somewhat encouraging
yeah.
to already have made money, and then it's not over yet.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Exactly.
You've already made your buyback, or your buy-in for this year. You've already
now I can go play
that.
Some more leagues.
Yes, sir.
Wait, what?
Yes, sir. He's already in a bunch of best balls and shit.
This whole podcast is actually an intervention.
My mom's
for
texting
you.
Me, boys.
Yeah.
Rope.
So, everybody, come in. Come in, everybody.
All y'all moms too.
Michael,
your mom's texting
I'm like,
you.
I'm so sorry about the.
Michael Shandell,
I'm so sorry.
Come on
Everyone's
in, everybody.
Moms after me doing the Book of Mormon.
It's like Carrie, come here.
I'm like,
He's like
I'm
wait,
so
why
sorry.
Is Carrie over there?
Lisa,
yes, sir.
I'm not
He's
sorry.
Like, you're like, hey, Reese, come here. Get his 1 year old. Hey, come here, bud.
In there.
Disappointed.
He well,
does have
boys.
Some angry eyes. I will say that.
Just disappointed.
But we'll do.
Well, boys, there's not a lot of people this season that won any money, right? So let's recap the people who actually won something so far before the season ends. We have
mm-hmm.
myself who won $125, which is the
hey.
Buy-in for this league. So one high point, and that is last man standing, being undefeated. We have Bert winning $50 for two high points. D winning $25 for a high point. Dip getting $25 for a high point. Cobes getting $165 as his total, with $75 from high point and $90 from the plank. And we have J-Dub with $25 for high point. Keat $75 with a $25 high point, and then $50 for the plank, which was split between him and Cody. And then we have Pat with $75 from three high points. So, boys. Some of us made some money. Vic, Andre, JT, Mick, Joe, Noah, y'all didn't get shit.
Joe actually won high point one week and then a stat
too.
Correction
oh.
took him out of high point.
Like, think about this. Keaton's
been
at the top of the entire year.
Keaton's.
And he has one high point. Think about that.
Bro,
I talked with
That's
him. He's
crazy,
pretty,
bro.
Pretty
hey,
bitter, yeah.
He has a chance to He's... win a lot more money than that.
That's pretty.
And then just
he's
think if I
make a lot more
if I didn't
right.
take you
Here
know
in a couple
the
weeks,
yeah.
he'd be at $25 right now. Can I say I'm a generous
right.
man?
Hey,
what a kind guy!
The fact that Birdo got $50 and is one of the lowest
Boom
scoring
bust,
teams
baby.
Is pretty
Boom
crazy.
Or
right. Can I mean it all?
Well.
I think it goes straight to his wife's Cash App, right? Is that how it was set up? Dip? Goes straight to her.
Yeah, it goes straight to her. Yeah, that's where I sent all my money. It gets sent to Brionica. 69@gmail.com.
69. That's cool. That's Birdo's life for sure, if I ever heard him.
Think about this, JC. Birdo has more points scored this year than you do.
Hey, man. And look where he's at.
And he's in 12th place, and you're in 5th.
Hey, you just got to love when that schedule just works out in your favor, Bubba.
Hi, Pat. Wait, what?
Yeah, earlier in the season, fucking Pat would not stop complaining.
Oh, man. Don't get Pat riled up again.
Look at Dippy schedule. I would have won.
22
I
would have
been 4-0 if I had Dippy schedule.
Yes, sir.
To be fair, he does have a lot of points scored against him. But so does most of the other league.
True.
Except JT has 1,834 scored against him, so that's pretty bad.
Ouch. Bro, here's the thing that the way I look at schedules, bro. When does the schedule get set? It's set after we draft, right? It gets like reset.
Yeah, I mean,
So let's say regardless, let's say the schedule is set before we start, right? Before we draft our team, we're choosing the people in our team that we want to play, right? And obviously trades happen throughout, etc. So if you have a bad schedule, it's because you have a bad team. Like, your team wasn't good enough to beat the guy across from you each week, right?
Yeah.
Because that was the team you drafted. So you're the one who made the bad schedule, technically. Like, you should have had a better team.
Well, yeah, I mean, but to be fair, there are some teams that have some pretty bad luck with just like playing other rosters that are having, like, their best week of the season.
Yeah.
Like D. And, like, look at this. JT, on average, against the points against him each week is 141 points. On average, 141 against him. Mm-hmm. And JC, who has the lowest points against, on average, only has 122 scored against him. So, on an average week, JT has to score 19 more points than you do to get a win.
True.
So, I mean, there's definitely a difference, but like you said, it is the team you drafted. It's we all know fantasy is like
all luck,
80% luck. as long as your players stay healthy,
boys. Scale, baby.
Rookie owners.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess we can get into the
Week 14 matchups.
Week 14 matchups. That's right.
Let's do it. Let's just do this one together, boys. So we have Dip versus Dre. And we don't have a name for it. You know, we're just going to call it... I don't even fucking know. Double D. The Double D Showdown. For Dip and Dre, I guess. I don't know. Let's do it.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with that. I'll let you guys talk about my matchup.
So as far as quarterbacks go, Dippy is going with Pat Mahomes, which is nice. Dre has Daniel Jones. Hey, against the Eagles, I don't know, man. It could happen. I don't trust it.
I don't trust it.
It could happen. Najee Harris and Donovan Knight. That's not a bad running back duo for Dre. Dip's got ETN and Damian Pierce. Then Tyreek Hill, Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews for Dre, Dippy with Tyler Boyd, is he the one that can't catch right now? He's like doing shit, or is he doing decent?
Too soon.
He's just the third option on the team.
My boy's and back. Marcus.
Easy matchups.
Ouch.
Yeah.
A little rough.
Garrett Wilson looks good, though.
Garrett Wilson's my... Yeah, he looks like a wide receiver one for next year.
Dynasty, I'm going to have to... I mean, possibly. Me, Cody, I don't know about you. I'm going to go with Andre.
Low-end receiver one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Andre on this one.
Dre's team is pretty banged up. Tyreek Hill's coming off an injury. Mark Andrews kind of rough. Juju went out for a little bit. Najee's looking hella rough. Dip, I'm pulling for you, dog. I really am. But you know what? I'm going to go with my gut. Dip, I'm going to go with you, baby. Speak into existence, Dip. Speak into existence.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dang, you got a blessing.
Let's go.
Got a blessing from Cody. I
don't know what that means.
I got a blessing from the...
You're in second place. Go ahead, Dip. You can get the next one.
I'll take the next one. Next matchup, we got Keaton versus D. This is going to be an uphill battle for D for sure. Going up against the highest scoring roster, the highest scoring team this year. The only good thing for D this week is that Terry McLaurin is on a bye. But with Terry McLaurin on a bye, he just puts in DeAndre Hopkins. So, I mean...
Darn.
Jesus.
Either that or Raheem Mostert as his flex. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a tough matchup for D. I definitely think it can be a close matchup, though. But I'm going to have to go with Keaton with just how the numbers roll in. But I think D can pull it off because he has the roster to do it. If Joe Mixon does not come back this week, I think that would be the only chance that I see Darius getting a win.
Yeah, because Herbert against Miami, that's going to be a shootout. So, yeah, I agree.
Because Samaje Perine has looked really good in Joe Mixon's absence.
How's Devontae Smith looking?
He did very well last game, yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing well.
Oh, wow. Yes, man. Okay, D, I see you.
That's why I said I think D can beat Keaton. I just think that Keaton has the better roster, and Keaton also needs to keep his number one seed.
Yeah, part of me wants Keaton to...
I agree. I'm going to have to go with Keaton.
To be able to get D in is more
what I obviously.
Oh, yeah?
That would help.
And too. For you to get the number one seed, of course.
Sure. I think it's strategic. Keith.
All right, Cubs. It's
grab irrelevant.
You grab the next one.
All right, Jesse, keep going. Sorry.
You got... I said you got the next one.
My fault. All right, next up, we got myself and Loeb.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Back on... track.
Dippy, you go.
Yeah, we literally have an order.
Back on track? What do you mean?
Six.
All right.
Rather than 1 to 2 to 3. All right.
Oh, sorry. I was just looking at sleepers. That's my bad.
Well, let me do it. Coves versus Loeb on this one. I mean, we can keep this one short and sweet, all right, boys? We don't have to waste too much time. I know somebody wants to get back on Call of Duty. Cody has 77% chance of beating
I've actually been playing the whole time.
Shut the fuck up. And Nick has 23% chance of beating Cody. Well, I'm not even going to talk about players on the team.
Cody, let us see that mustache real quick.
What does the mustache say?
That mustache is about to beat the shit out of me.
That mustache, yeah. That mustache is about to dominate. All right, yeah, I think it's unanimous. Unanimous decision.
Let's ride.
Unanimous decision.
Is Cody Loeb had to change his name and change his picture to Russell Wilson. Let's ride.
Oh, man.
Let's ride.
That's a terrible omen. Terrible omen.
All right,
go ahead, Cubs. You get the next one on number four.
Number three.
Or actually, is it four or three?
All right, next up we got JC versus J-Dub in a very pivotal matchup, both 7 and 6. Loser could possibly be knocked out. Winner automatically gets the call up to the big leagues, a.k.a. the playoffs. We got Jared Goff going against Minnesota, which is a great matchup. We got Joe Burrow. Going against Cleveland, which is not the greatest matchup, but it's an in-division game. And now that Sean Watson's back, I think it's going to be somewhat of a shootout. But both running backs looking pretty great, man. You got Jamal Williams and Latavius Murray. Got some old ass running backs trying to get you into the promised land. You got George Pickens, Jamar Chase is back. He's got Godwin and Cooper. I'll be honest, this is looking pretty damn close.
This could knock J-Dub out of the playoffs if you win, bro.
Either or.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying like I'm looking, and if JC loses though, as well,
percentage wise, yeah, they could definitely both get knocked out.
They're both like, yeah, but I'm saying like if I win, Darius wins, Pat wins, like, sheesh, it's gonna be a close ass weekend, bro.
I need a fucking.
It's gonna be the best weekend
miracle.
Of the best weekend of the year.
America, America.
Best weekend of the year, right here. Yeah, but so you're saying JC with
yeah,
the win?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with JC on this one. J Dub currently in his lineup is starting two Tennessee running backs. I mean, Derrick Henry is a beast.
Two Tennessee running backs. Yeah, I see that too.
But. Yeah.
He's got Kamara on bye, which Kamara hasn't done anything. This is a tough, this is a tough bye week for J Dub.
He's still projected to win too.
That is very
yeah,
true.
Yeah, those projections don't mean shit. You don't know that,
bro. Did you see 77% against? 23? What was it again?
Dude, that's 20, not. When I played Darius, I listened to y'all's podcast.
That's accurate.
Again, like a day or two ago, to get some ideas and stuff going, and y'all talked about me versus Darius, and everyone was like. Darius has zero chance. I was projected at like 150 something. I scored 100 points that week.
Damn.
And he ended up scoring like 130 or 140 and beat me by 30 or 40 points. For real.
You're lucky you didn't walk the
Very
plank
accurate.
That week.
It's a mystery that fantasy
That's
experts
crazy.
Still are employed because the shit, you can't even be an expert.
Yeah,
bro.
I've got to go JC with this one as well, Cody.
Circle jerk.
Just got
boys.
The all-around better lineup.
Lego.
This week.
I will fucking go to each of your houses and jerk you off.
You heard it here first, boys.
You heard it here
I
first.
I like the Hassan Reddick pick.
You heard it here, boys.
I like the Hassan Reddick pickup was nice. Roquan Smith can go off for 10 or 15, whatever.
Great.
Julian
Very
Love
good.
Has been
he's been a top five
pretty solid the past couple weeks as well.
Hey, you know, I messaged him on Twitter when he was here like a couple of years ago for a Cowboys game, and he messaged me back, bro. So that's like my fucking boy, you know. I already told him.
Dang.
I sent him a message. I said, "Hey, listen, let's get that fucking money." And he said, "I got you." So it's already set, bro.
Did he really?
Fuck no. I haven't talked to that fool. He hasn't sent shit to me since then.
We're best friends, though.
I was saying, did you actually send him a Twitter message, though?
Yeah, I saw.
I have him in a few Dynasty leagues. He's very good.
I busted up.
It looks like I owned Julian Love for all of 2 weeks and then dropped him.
Idiot.
So you're welcome, JC.
Appreciate you.
But, alright, so I will take the next one.
You see the, wait, can you see this?
Yeah,
see, but you can see this.
No, I mean, I see his name, but I don't see the message.
Well, you can just see that he responded. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, if you had an iPhone 14.
Shut your
an iPhone 14 Pro Max.
Hey, I'm waiting for the 15,
bro. I'll take number 4, Cody, and then you can take number 5, which I'm sure you're excited about. Joe versus JT is the fourth matchup of the week. And just looking at the lineups now, it's going to be tough for Joe with a couple of byes. He's got Justin Fields on a bye, David Montgomery, Algier on the Falcons, and then Koo on the Falcons. So he's got an uphill battle for sure, but, you know, he has Geno as his backup, and Geno's been solid this year. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god, has been amazing. When he's healthy, he's putting up like 20 plus points a week, which is crazy. He's the number 8 wide receiver this week, and he's missed like 2 weeks. So that just goes to show how valuable he is. I wonder who had Saint the Sun God again and trade him away for pennies on the dollar. Birdo. Traded away Saint Brown for Christian Kirk and Chris Olave.
And then he traded away Christian Watson too. Bro.
He traded away Christian Kirk as well.
Birdo.
And Chris Olave.
What the fuck are you doing, bro?
Don't forget he had the Sun God and Justin Jefferson at the same time, if I remember correctly.
At this rate, Birdo's gonna be driving a box truck his whole life.
He actually drafted very well because he had Jalen Hurts.
Okay, let's not get off topic.
Hell yeah!
I don't want to talk shit about Birdo. Nice.
No, fuck Birdo. No, you remember Birdo said the other day?
You know damn well he's actually gonna listen to this.
I don't want to talk too much shit about Birdo.
Oh fuck that, bro! Right. Light him up.
Bottoms. My decision here. Joe's gonna win. He's gonna put JT on the streets. come early January. And JT's gonna be panhandling thanks to Joe.
Can I have some more, sir?
So I hope you feel terrible, Joe.
Bro, whoever's out there, whoever's out there is gonna be next to like one of those people holding like a freaking donation for Christmas shit, like you know, like one of those buckets.
Yeah.
And then there's gonna be our boy holding the sign saying, "I suck at fantasy football."
And bro, I'm already working this corner.
The Salvation Army is sitting there. The Salvation Army is sitting there ringing the bell.
Yep.
He should go in front of Walmart, the old Walmart he used to work at, the Hickory Creek Walmart.
Nah, bro, they'll scoop
you. If I was the loser, I'd purposely try to get like my punishment done. Like, this is like the holiday times where people are a little bit more generous. You can wait. Yeah,
exactly. I'd do it like next week before Christmas. Boy.
Hopefully.
JT has not been seen. JT has not been seen lately. Has anyone seen JT lately?
I think he's still in the mountains.
Is he still out in the country? Yeah. Does he have phone service yet?
I don't know. He might be practicing for all we know. I think I saw him on the corner the other day.
Alright, next up we got
Cobes, you got the next one.
Bert versus Victor in the box truck showdown round two. Ding ding. Alright, in one corner we got El Cacaroche. In the other corner we got the Sultan of Swap, the King of Clash, the Colossus of Clout, the Great Bambino. What? That wimpy deer?
The Great
Bambino. AKA Fade Motherfucking Ruth.
The Great Bambino.
Of our league. The greatest shit talker there's ever been. Burt McCracken. Alright, boys.
Okay.
We got Kirk Cousins going against
Burt McCracken.
The Detroit Lions, which give up top five, looking real nice. Dak Prescott going against Houston, which actually gives the bottom five. Whoo! Boys, Houston's defense is
that good?
Passing, anyways. You can run all over them. Passing wise, every quarterback does pretty horrible, actually. Neither of them have like really great matchups. To be completely honest, both are throwing out trash. But with that being said, sleeper. Has Birdo being a 9-point winner, and I am going against sleeper and saying 20-point win, baby. 20 points. Put it on the board, Birdo. You look at
it. Damn.
You heard it here first.
Damn.
Flush Birdo's... it after.
Birdo.
Take a fat dump on it. And then flush it down, boy.
Yes, sir.
You're saying
Birdo's covering. Birdo's covering the spread, bro. He's covering the spread and he's smashing it.
Bro, you know Vic's celebrating in his truck right now, knowing that Cody doubted him, and he's just ready, bro. He's fucking ready.
Vic is celebrating, bro.
Whoever wins, It's not going to matter.
If you're hearing this, if you're hearing this,
Vic would be celebrating if I picked Birdo, but I'm not going to make a pick here.
Smart man.
I'm going to let Cody do all the talking.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Sleeper doesn't put into account all the questionables that are on Birdo's team. He's got Josh Jacobs with the quad calf injury. Jalen Waddle with the fibula
Victor's
injury.
Team that has four as well, so can't really say too
Deontay
much.
Johnson. Yeah, true, true. So this is the battle of the beaters.
Throw out someone with at least one leg.
The battle of the beaters. I like that.
Throw out a peg leg. I got you, JT.
Bro, Birdo's team name. Birdo's team name has been the same thing for so long. Fuck you, you frail ass dip. But wait, fuck you and your frail ass dip.
I've asked him to change it like multiple times. He was like, "Oh, I keep forgetting."
Oh my god!
I played him in like week 5 or some shit. He just won't change it.
It's so funny. It's so funny. All right, boys. Is that all of them? I don't even remember.
Noah and Pat.
Noah versus Pat.
No, there's one more.
All right, so
Noah and Pat.
I'll do Noah versus Pat. We have on Pat's team Tua, Chubb, James Cook. Okay, he's jumping on the James Cook bandwagon. Stephon Diggs, Josh Palmer, Evan Ingram, Donovan Peoples-Jones, who's been looking good. And then Noah's side, he's got Brady, whose wife is in bed with ex-wife is in bed with Antonio Brown. Ramondre Stevenson.
if I know, I'm just saying, like, if that were to be true,
so Photoshop, it's not even funny.
I don't know, bro.
Tom Brady literally got you to stay in the league.
There's no way that shit's true.
The Patriots, then to the Bucks, and then you're like, I'm gonna screw your ex-wife. I don't got any head injuries.
Oh my, the ultimate disrespect.
Yeah.
Ultimate disrespect, bro. Ramondre Stevenson, James Conner, Devontae Adams. I kind of like Noah's team, in my opinion. I don't know.
I mean, when his team is hot, it's hot. But
yeah,
like, what did he put up this past week? Week 13, he scored 150 points.
But the week before, he was struggling. But yeah, I mean, Ramondre Stevenson has been a solid, solid player for him, bro.
Yeah,
I've been jealous of
Stevenson.
Yeah, bro, that was the same one that Vic like.
Hey,
wasn't that the player?
Do you guys remember who had Stevenson? Do you guys remember who had Stevenson?
The Cucuracho. What was it?
Vic traded him to Mick. And then Mick traded him 2 weeks later to Noah.
He did, yeah.
It was the Miles Sanders trade.
The Icks, bro. They just don't know how to play fantasy, man.
And that was also when Mick traded for Kyle Pitts.
Ouch.
Mick traded Kyle Pitts to Noah. And then Pitts like died. Noah had terrible tight end luck this year.
Yeah.
I think everybody did.
I'm going to give this one to Noah. Sorry.
I think everyone apart from Darius had terrible tight end luck this year.
True.
I tried to get Travis Kelce.
You either have Travis Kelce or you don't.
From D, and he was like, come back in week 8 and we can talk. We'll see how I'm at. And so I come back.
If Darius makes playoffs, he will never trade again. Yeah.
This fool was talking playoffs, about quitting the league again. Last year.
Even though he didn't trade this season.
And then...
That's
I
right.
He was, like, no,
I no it was the year before. Because of the Saquon.
I thought it was last year.
It was when he had Saquon.
Okay.
And it was last year I had Saquon.
And then obviously this year being like towards the bottom, getting beat by high point teams. I was like, this fool's going to be done though. And then fool's about to sneak in.
Yeah, I got a root for D as well, but
that's a great segue.
Because I think D actually does have a team that could make a splash in the playoffs too.
For sure, that's a perfect segue into our next.
Well, this is actually a good question. We didn't add this, but I want you guys to shoot your shot right now. The six teams that will make the playoffs are who?
too easy, bro. Let me get this real quick. I'm gonna do two first. Dippy, you can do the next two. So I have to go with Keaton.
I'm talking about Cody. I went six. All right, from Dip, you, next, Bubba. Six from Dip. in the order.
Damn it. All right, I'll go. You ready, Dip? I'm gonna go with Keat, Cody, Joe, of course. J Dub's a rookie, bro. Rookies got that luck.
Well, Joe,
it just fucking follows them first season, except Pat, but he's from a foreign country, so that's why it didn't.
Oh, he's a foreigner.
So I'm gonna give it to Joe, and then Pat is just good at fantasy football, bro. Like, he just, I mean, he's turned his shit around. Like, after that one season of just shit in the bed, he's just gotten better. I mean, two back-to-backs, bro? And that's not even fucking, like, heard of in a 14-man league. So I'm gonna give him, fifth place.
Yeah, so you,
and then we have to have
so
one
right
more,
now
right?
You have Keith, Cody, Joe, J-Dub, and then Pat, so that's
just
five.
Just J-Dub, and then Pat. And so I think out of these teams, since Pat is playing Noah, it can't be
you
Noah.
You have not said yourself. Please. You're saying, okay.
I've got
I
mine.
Know, I'm not saying myself. Why is Dippy looking at me like he wants me to say him?
You know damn well.
I'm just saying, I've already written my six
just
down.
Just staring at
so.
Me with that blank stare of yours.
Oh, my bad.
Just chilling, bro.
I'm going to give it. I'm not saying the Cucaracha, bro. Fuck that fool. He's not getting in.
Yeah.
Nah, he's got 5% chance. He ain't making it.
You know what? I'm gonna give it to Darius. His team. These last couple weeks, bro, have just been. Has
Remember,
just been putting up some
feet.
Numbers. And I'm gonna say that he gets that.
I know.
Okay, never mind. All right, I'm gonna give it to Andre, cause I love him. Give it to Dre. Congrats, Dre. Hey, good luck in playoffs, Bubba. All right, go ahead, Dip.
I got Keaton, Cody, Joe, J-Dub, Pat, and me.
Ooh, I was close to yours.
Damn.
You're fucking confident. It's that fucking Columbia hat you're wearing, bro. Calm down. And the number one dad shirt.
I'm just...
Wait, I'm a dad.
I'm looking at
you
the numbers, bro.
You're a new dad in this league.
First off, I'm gonna beat Dre. Yeah. And then second off, J-Dub's gonna beat you. And then... Pat is gonna destroy.
Oh my God!
Noah, and Pat's gonna sneak in at number five, bro.
Are you
and if,
six then?
I mean, JC, I'm sorry to say it, bro, but you're out. JC's out of the playoffs.
Damn, Dip, you have no fucking. You're savage, bro. This is the
that,
this is the real Dippy.
That rookie luck, bro. You're right about that rookie luck. They're both making the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
It's written into destiny, bro.
It is.
J-Dub's going to beat you this weekend.
I remember when Joe got in and won. Didn't he win one? Or he got to playoffs.
Who?
Joe. Or not Joe, sorry. Shay.
Joe.
Did I say Joe? I'm going to say Shay.
Yeah, you said Joe. Yeah, Shay made the playoffs once, I think. But he never won.
I remember him and I would go to be like coffee.
A while. But I remember, I was like, damn.
In college.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that was a long time. He quit. I think Noah took Shay's spot.
Probably.
Right? Did Noah take Shay's spot?
At or D-Balls, yeah.
Possibly.
It was either Noah or D-Balls. It was around that time that...
All right.
Who do you got, Cubs?
That Shay left.
In no certain order, we got...
No, you said the order.
Yeah, fucker.
You said the order. That's what I did.
He's like...
Everyone's calling their shot. So I'm going to go Keaton, myself.
You don't think you can score 20 more than Keith this week?
You going to do the upset on
happen.
Joe? You're not doing the upset on
happen.
Joe. Don't lie.
Shut
the fuck
just
up.
Three.
That 5%, bro? All right.
At 4.
No way.
Which takes J-Dub out.
Hmm.
Pat at 5.
Interesting.
And Dip at 6.
Hey.
Dang, hey. You know what? I kind of like that ranking. I might have to take that one too. You know, all three of us are in there on that
you
one.
Already talk, you already I, talked I, about I it.
Damn.
You already did your rankings,
I like it.
Bro.
I like it.
That's what I'm talking about. I sneak in as number six. I get beat in the first week of the playoffs to go home.
Yeah, no shit. I'm a free win in playoffs. I'm just happy I got there.
I still remember the year that Victor had, like, this unstoppable team and, like, was high point, like, so many times, and I beat him in the playoffs because his team just shit the bed.
Yes, sir.
He was so pissed.
Yes, sir. Bro, I can't even count how many times his team has done this, where they're shit in the beginning, he goes on a win streak, and then either doesn't make playoffs or gets into playoffs and then loses.
The crazy part is Vic would be in the I think Vic would be the number six spot right now if he was on the if he
if
didn't
he had
get that
your,
one Mick curse
he had your schedule?
Against him the week he played J Dub. Oh no,
yes,
he
sir.
Would, he would definitely be
if he was in a different league
further
he'd be
down
in the playoffs.
My schedule.
Oh, Cucaracha.
All right, boys.
All right.
Let's go to the next question.
So next one is
who? You got it? You want me to take it? All right, I wrote it down. Who in the league is going to retire first in the league? And then also, who do you think is going to retire first in life, in their careers? And going to call it quits and have enough savings to go off into the sunset and do whatever you do in retirement.
So I'm going to say that retiring from the league, we'll start there, it's going to be – look at these standings. Birdo is about to be – nah, Birdo will never leave this league, bro. He'll fucking fucking steal from his kid's piggy bank.
He left once. He left once. He came back, and I don't think he's leaving again.
Yeah, he ain't leaving.
Though next season he's gonna be out in the Middle East and he's gonna have to freaking
again?
Draft from.
Ooh, I know who. I'm gonna say JT. I think JT will leave the league because he's been distant and he's just not even talking much. I don't know what that fool's doing, but he's fucking in the woods somewhere.
What happens
you know,
when you marry a white girl, dude? You see every time.
I hope you're wrong though. I hope you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I hope I'm wrong, too. And then who retires first? This one's an easy one, boys. Like, if y'all are thinking too much about this, it's too fucking easy. It's going to be Brandon Mick, all right? It's been, what, a few months at his new job? He's definitely going to see something new on, like, a TikTok craze or something. That fool's going to fucking be like, guys, listen, I got the greatest idea, all right? I can start a TikTok. And then I'm going to be fucking TikTok famous within 5 months. We're going to be on a fucking,
yes, sir.
What is
right,
it,
boy,
a yacht,
picture this.
You know, next to Jerry yes. Jones or some
big
shit.
Big ice cream truck and TikTok at the same time.
That is not who I thought. That is not the way I thought you were going.
Because his retirement isn't going to be like an actual great retirement. Oh, it's just going to be his wife supporting his ass on his idea that he has next. So
do you know how much Lindy makes?
My sugar mama.
So hey, too bro. Easy, bro. Too easy.
She supported him during that whole year of streaming.
She's my sugar mama. All right,
I'll take this question next. As far as retiring from the league, I know I hate to say it, but I was shaking my head when you said JT, but bro, I was leaning towards JT as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope I'm wrong, but he has been definitely the least active player in the league this year. Mm-hmm. And I know he's got a family and he's got three daughters and another kiddo on the way. So yeah.
Terrible Wait, excuse,
I,
but hey,
did I say three
it.
Daughters? Was it two? Is it three daughters or two daughters?
Man, some daughters we don't even know about, bro. So just we'll
it's,
stick to
no,
that.
It's three daughters. Yeah, he has three. He has a second child on the way. A second child on the way
that we know of. Exactly.
With his wife. So, yeah, I know he's been busy, and we don't really talk to him too much. But I can see it happening. But we'll see. And then for retiring in real life, I would go, I think I'm just going to go with Joe Fiala because he just seems like one of those guys just going to like
gonna buy some car retire early.
I don't know
a ton
about Joe, but.
Yes, sir.
This fool's he's an engineer, right? Isn't he? Went to A&M, got that nice fancy degree.
Yes, sir.
He's doing well for himself and living out there in Houston.
Hey, I'll start it off. Congrats on the retirement, Joe.
Congrats, bro. Congrats on the retirement. Enjoy your sunset years.
Yes, sir.
Go do something nice. Don't forget about us.
Don't forget about us.
Sending him off. Full's fucking 32. We're sending him off on his retirement.
All
right, Cubs.
I want to go something different. If I had to pick someone to retire, it would be JT. But if I had to pick someone other than JT, I kind of lean D. Like, D's also not very involved.
JC was saying, he had talked about that a few years back. Mm-hmm. Didn't he, like, talk him back into it? I can't even remember why he joined again.
Yeah, we gave him some, like...
Well, I'm sure everyone said something.
It was 2 years ago now. I remember. So it was 2 years ago, for
maybe
sure.
Maybe he sneaks into the playoffs and goes on a little run and, you know, stays. I love D. He's been the person I've known the longest out of everybody, so hope he stays.
Yeah, man. For real.
And then next, someone who retires first. JC keeps popping all those girls out, so probably not him. He has a lot of weddings to pay for.
Yep.
I'm gonna go J-Dub.
Noah feels like the guy's gonna keep working.
He secures the bag.
No, Noah always figures shit out, bro. He sees how great Jeff is living right now with Corvettes, you know,
shit.
Women taking pictures next to the car, kind of shit, you know. He's ready.
J-Dub be living that nice life out in Argyle.
Grabbing ass
in Argyle
in clubs,
popping out there, popping. Wait, what?
Are we talking about J Dub or are we talking about Jeff Clevenger?
Who knows? Nobody knows.
All right. I'll just end up going with Noah for that. You guys talked me into it. All right, last question, and
yes, sir.
Be the last pod possibly of the year. So maybe the last question. So boys, I'll let you guys go first and second, and then I'll go third. But I want you guys to build your perfect XF member. So if you've seen the quarterback thing where, you know, the perfect quarterback is, you know, Aaron Rodgers' arm and Lamar Jackson's legs and Tom Brady's, you know, too soon.
Dick.
I'm probably going to go with Lamar on that one, too. So that's just me.
Dick. Dip just wants to say it so bad. He just wants to say it so bad.
No, but yes. Wiener.
Make your perfect Weenie. XF person.
I'll go first. So
all right, but you got... Build the perfect XF person.
So do I use
mind,
these?
Body.
Mind, body, looks, fantasy skills, penis size. Okay. So if we had to do body, perfect XF person, we're going to go with body.
Is it perfect body? You're going body first, not mind?
No, I want to go body because I want to see the person that I'm creating.
Okay. Close your eyes and visualize it.
So the only person...
I've already got mine.
This is a drawing of the what is
that Andre?
It's
scrawny ass.
That's the bro. Dippy. It looks like Dippy drew the amateur sketch of that leprechaun over in Mobile, Alabama.
A leprechaun up in that tree. I'm gonna uproot that tree.
Passed from generation to generation.
Yes, sir. Listen, the only person that I know that ever showed their body off so much, last bit of high school, post high school, early college, was fucking Noah Clevenger. That fool had a closet full of crop t-shirts that only went from chest up, and then he would just cut the whole bottoms out. So, because he was a fucking faggot. So, anyways, he
total douche.
So, but the guy had a six pack, right? So I'm gonna go with Noah for the body. And then I'm gonna go with mind. Now this guy is sharp as a whip, bro. He's been smarter than fucking everybody that I know, well ahead of his years. I'm gonna have to go with Darius on the mind, bro. Darius is I mean, that fool is ahead of the game. He was ahead of the game. Okay. Body and looks kind of go together, so I'm gonna stick for Noah with those two. Fantasy skills, we'll go with. I'm gonna have to go with the two time, bro. Two time back to back.
Which one?
Back to back two time.
Damn.
Pat. I mean,
going Pat, huh?
He would be annoying as shit, you know, if things weren't going his way. But I'm gonna have to give it to Pat. Mm-hmm. And then penis size. I know nothing about y'all's dicks, bro. I mean, we were in like what, football? Freshman year, sophomore year, pretty sure when I saw Vic in there, it was fucking tiny. Vic's was tiny when I saw it back then.
Vic's was very tiny.
People don't forget.
I'm just going to go with, you know, the typical, what is it? When people say black folks, you know? So I'm going to go with JT, because who knows, it might be fucking Mandingo style. So yeah, I mean, I think that's decision making.
You want the big dick, huh? You don't want the small dick.
Yeah, this guy's gonna be just fucking hammer, you know, like a hammer size.
You don't
size,
want just
you know?
The average.
Like sledgehammer. No, I don't want no average thing in there. Decision making, definitely not Brandon Mick. Decision making, we're gonna go with. We'll go with Dre. I feel like Dre is usually the guy that's got, you know, making the right choices.
Thinking a few steps ahead. I can expect that.
So this guy looks like Noah, but has the mind of Darius, body of Noah, you know, early college, fantasy skills of Pat, you know, back-to-back two-time champ, decision-making of Andre, and then penis size of JT. I mean, that fool is just fucking wrecking shop, bro. Wrecking.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie.
All right.
This is the gayest question I think I've ever answered in my life.
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't have to answer it that way.
I don't know where you got penis size, dude. You just brought that
shut
in your
that up. It's right there. It's right fucking there,
so
guys.
It is not on the sheet.
It's not on the
sheet. JC made that up.
Y'all are some assholes. Y'all are some assholes.
So. All right. The perfect XF person. All right, we'll start with the mind. I feel like mind and decision making kind of go on its own, but that's fine. I feel like the perfect mind in this group is gonna be probably.
You drew that damn picture and didn't have nothing ready.
I just drew the picture just to draw a picture of a person. I didn't have anyone written yet.
That's funny.
Perfect mind is gonna be. I'll go D with the perfect mind. Okay, all right. Okay. I feel like D's always in. I don't know. There's something about D and it's just characters.
Right.
He's just like always in deep thought.
Right.
Like just, I feel like. I don't know, there's something about
he's a little high,
being
but he's also thinking.
Too.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
How can I make this place with no one seeing me?
How can I Batman
exactly.
the shit out of these people?
Exactly, bro.
Definitely go with D there. Body, I've got to go with the gut, so I think I'm going to go with Cody there.
Damn,
go with
dad
that,
bod.
That big old gut, that
work.
Perfect dad bod, bro.
That'll
what do they call?
Work.
What do you call yourself, Cody? The FF gut?
Yes, sir.
What the fuck does that even
is that
mean?
Is that your Twitter handle?
That's my Twitter handle, boys.
Shut the it's fuck FF. Up, is it?
It really is, the FF gut, bro.
What do you he's like got that?
He's got his own little podcast going. With
damn,
the boys.
I didn't even know that.
Surprise.
He's got his... What do you think he does
this
in 19 different leagues?
And this is the shit that you get in quality? You fucking, like, lagged out the damn bitch already 3 times?
We're low budget, baby.
With looks? I think with looks, I've got to go with them rosy red cheeks, bro.
Cody has Alvin Blackman's internet from high school is what he's rocking.
His internet wasn't bad.
Bro, it was fucking trash on Halo. I remember that shit, bro. He's always lagging. Oh, man. All right. Sorry. Go ahead, Dip.
Sorry. My looks, as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted.
Sorry.
My looks would be them rosy red cheeks. So give me Brandon Mick looks. Give me them looks. Just deer in the headlights.
Good night.
Got
this
them.
One ugly motherfucker you got going right now.
Fantasy skills, though, I'm gonna take some real fantasy skills, and the real fantasy skills, I'm gonna go with Keaton Foster.
Damn.
This fool, every year one. Has got. He's smart. He's a really good drafter. I didn't want to say Cody and give him too much credit for his.
Yeah,
for
looks
his team
and
chub,
fantasy,
my chub is officially. Yeah.
I got Cody's body, but not his fantasy skills.
Yes, sir.
I can't put the same person twice on this perfect person.
For sure.
I already exist, baby.
Decision making. I'm gonna go with Noah just because he's like the most type A person. Like I don't know, he's always up to something. He's a CEO, so he gets paid to make decisions,
true,
for his hospital. And then dick size, I've got to go with uncircumcised. We're going with Pat.
That's
We're going
a good
with
one.
Pat.
That's a good one. little elephant trunk out there.
Little extra skin on the end.
Yes, sir.
A little extra skin on the end.
Yes, God. Dippy with the freaking right. Squeaking voice, squeaking laugh.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh,
Cody, this
man.
Is a great question.
I'm so glad I made this.
You built the ugliest. You built the ugliest person and put a fucking
Dip,
uncircumcised
I'll be honest,
penis
when,
on him.
The
Good
way you
night,
went
I'm
is exactly the same way I was gonna go. Same way. So,
great minds think alike, bro.
Great minds think alike. So I should change my mind to yours because I feel like we're on the same wavelength, baby. But I'm gonna start from. The chest, and I'm going to go with the cave himself, Dipperoo. That man has,
that's right.
Has the most chest hair and the cave.
In the cave, he said. Inside of it.
You can touch his heart from right there, boys. True story.
Yes, sir.
You could put milk and cereal in this thing.
Milk and cereal.
Just lay on your back and... I've seen him do it, boys. I've seen him do it.
It's been done.
We lived together long enough.
I'm going to go decision making. I'm going to go Mikaroo. I feel like he's made a lot of.
God.
The man's always.
He's made a lot of decisions.
Yikes.
Dude's mind's always
Yikes.
Racing.
Yo.
Penis size. I'm going to go with the smallest one we got here, boys, with Baby Dre, a.k.a.
A little smoky.
A little smoky. I'm going to go back to Dip on this and actually take his back as well. I feel like that thing will carry me to the distance.
Dip's back. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go with
That's
Vic's,
right.
with Vic's spare tire.
Actual size of Dre's penis. Little walnut.
Is that a cashew?
Little cashew, there you go.
And then for looks and the last thing, I'm gonna go with the lesbian himself, me, baby. So.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
that mustache.
Gosh.
Let's
you
go.
You guys built some ugly ass motherfuckers, I swear.
No, we built some real motherfuckers. You went for like this person that doesn't exist. You went with Noah's college body.
The what? The doesn't exist. All right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. It says perfect XF person, bro. Come on.
Yeah, that dude just.
And we went with and our idea of perfect is a little different from yours. That's
you know
okay.
what's funny? The person with probably the best, like most, I guess physique is probably Birdo, but that fool's just ugly, and we even add him for nothing.
Mm-mm. Sorry, Bert.
Bert
didn't even cross. Actually, Berto did cross my mind on decision making.
That's what I would say.
His high school GPA. Oh my god.
Your paper
what was
pushing
his GPA?
Skills.
Does anyone know what his GPA was?
Bro, I was fucking.
Did his GPA?
I think it was like too low. I'm just kidding.
Like
too
two,
low.
Like 2.1.
Bro, I was cracking up when somebody when y'all brought up the rank. Or the y'all brought up what it said under his picture in the yearbook, and then it said like
5 years at yeah, 5 years yeah. at LD.
And Noah said, I think they meant to put 15 years. Oh my god, bro, I fucking lost it. I was laughing my ass off.
Bert, look at everybody now, man. Now you're driving a truck all by yourself, man. I'm proud of you.
Get that big boy job.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to clean up dirty rugs.
Serving the U.S. military once a year.
Yes, sir. Serving our country. Thank you for your services, Bert.
Yes,
thank
boys,
you for your service, Bert.
Boys, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up. I gotta thank our hosts for not only doing what you can whenever you can. Obviously, life happens, but for putting together this, making sure that we put this pod together as often as we could. For the squad, a lot of good laughs, funny memories. That helped us, on those Thursdays, for, game day, and we just laughed our asses off at it. So appreciate you guys also kind of getting this together. Anything you guys want to say to the league before we wrap it up?
Cody, I'll let you go.
I love you guys. I appreciate you guys continuing to be a part of this. I'm sure I'm about to lag out very shortly, and so I will be short and sweet. Thanks for volunteering each and every week. We appreciate it. It's a shitload of work that we kind of have to do, so thank you.
For sure. For sure.
Yep. Yeah, as your commissioner, I just appreciate you guys being so... Did he really just lag out?
No,
he
just
went away.
It's just camera.
Oh, okay. His camera. Yeah, as your commissioner, I do appreciate all the work that's been put into this year. Just being on the new app, I know it was a lot of hesitancy to that. And kind of switching platforms, but I think it's been a success. Moving to Sleeper has been very exciting. The league was a lot more active. Getting in there in the voice chat on Sleeper and then getting a voice chat on Discord was really fun. And we'll hope to continue doing that throughout the playoffs if we can. I just feel like this league is... It's my league of record. I know I always talk about my other leagues, but this is the league I care about the most, for sure. And
absolutely.
And so appreciate you guys, and hope we can continue to keep it as competitive as possible. And you can just see this is one of the most competitive leagues around because there's like 6 or 7 people that have a chance to still make the playoffs.
No shit, bro.
That are not currently.
In a 14-man league. In a 14-man league, there's that many people that could make playoffs, bro.
So, I feel like the parity is... There's been a lot of parity this year, and it's just been a really competitive year, and it's been fun, and hopefully we'll continue to do it for the rest of our lives, and hopefully as many of you can come out for the banquet as possible.
For sure.
Because I do plan on having that planned and ready to go in January. So...
Agreed.
We appreciate you guys, and thank you for putting this together, Cobes. JC?
Yep.
It's It's been a pleasure.
For sure.
Until next year, boys.
You heard it from the commish here, boys. I can't even top that. So, of course, thanks for everything. And don't forget to go and fill out the sheet. Joe and J-Dub may not know about it, but there's a sheet that we have for rule changes for next season.
Yep.
It's on the Google Drive. We'll make sure we... I'll pin it.
If it's not pinned in the sleeper chat, we'll make sure to pin it because it's something that it's kind of our gospel. It's our Bible of rule changes. And we go through it every year at the banquet where we vote on anything that's going to change in the upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So that'll be out there. But other than that, guys, looking forward to how the season turns out. And you guys will hear our voices again next season. Everybody, take care.
Later, fellas.